You're listening to the 2012 SCAC Men's Basketball Tournament Preview. Today we're joined by Colorado College Head Coach Andy Partee. Coach, first of all, congratulations on advancing to the SCAC Tournament for the second straight year, and thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk to us today.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Coach, you finished the regular season 12-12 overall and 8-8 in the SCAC. The 8-8 mark was good enough for the 3 seed in the West Division. Take us through your mind. Take us through the mindset and how the Tigers are doing and preparing for another SCAC postseason run.
Well, I think the mindset is pretty positive. I think the guys certainly would have liked to won more games, but the West is not. Not weak by any stretch of the imagination. Very competitive. Same with the East. I think they're excited to get to the tournament for the second straight year, and they're looking forward to a different outcome than last year, considering last year was kind of tournament jitters. And so although we're young, we have some returners who know what it's like to be in the conference tournament now.
Coach, you split your last 6 games entering the tournament. How do you get back to a more consistent approach as you look to make a run here this weekend?
Well, I think with this young group, they've had a lot of games under their belt where they now know how to close out games. And even though it's the end of the year, they're certainly not done growing as players. And the collective experience at the beginning of the year was very minimal, but I would say now that the freshmen were playing, we might as well consider them sophomores, and sophomores consider them juniors, and so on. So I think to get back to a more consistent streak of winning and consistent play is simply just reflecting on all games, not just the ones we lost, but all games.
You're listening to the 2012 SCAC Men's Basketball Tournament Preview. Today we're joined by Colorado College Head Coach Andy Partee. Coach, as a 3 seed out of the West, you draw second-seeded Rhodes from the East. You played them in quite a tightly contested game, dropping a 71-69 game at Rhodes. What are going to be some keys in the second meeting? Namely, and also, how do you slow down Andrew Gallo, as he had a monster game against you guys in the regular season?
Well, Gallo, I would compare Gallo to a guy like Nick Rose. There's going to be stretches where he just takes over the game. You're certainly not going to eliminate him from touching the ball as much as they like to give it to him. I think we paid decent attention to him the first time around. I think the focus will not just be him, but be some of their supporters, because they do have a balanced attack. If you focus way too much on him, you have guys like Hartwell who can step in and score down low. And you have Donovan, who we did not face the first time around, who's back and shooting the ball well. He shot well at center. So it's going to be a collective effort. Everyone's going to have to do their part. But certainly Gallo is a key in terms of limiting his touches as well as his production on the offensive end.
Coach, last question for you, and we'll let you leave on this. How much does it help having a player like Ryan Milne, just a sophomore, but he's averages 19 points a game, 5 assists per game, and 4 rebounds a game, does a little bit of everything for you from his guard position. How does that help having a player, especially a younger guy like that, leading the team?
Oh, it helps tremendously. I always use a lot of football analogy. It's like, if we didn't have him, we wouldn't have a quarterback taking the snap. We'd be snapping the ball right to a running back. Ryan is basically an extension of the staff. He has to think like the coaching staff and orchestrate the offense the way we draw it up. And so it's huge that he has the aptitude as well as the talent level to just take over a game and put us on his shoulders. So he's definitely been the glue for us in terms of that consistent production offensively. The defense starts with him as well. So he's, it's fair to say that without Ryan Milne, we probably would not be in a conference tournament.
Colorado College Head Coach Andy Partee and the rest of his Tigers open up their 2012 SCAC tournament run, drawing Rhodes at 8 p.m. Central Time on Friday, February 24th at Birmingham Southern College. Coach, congratulations on advancing this far. Best of luck this weekend, and thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule for us today.
Thank you, Jeff. It's my pleasure. Looking forward to it.